The story I have for you this morning is all about two teachers and the things they got up to in the days gone by. It begins in the year of our Lord 1956 in a maternity hospital in Ireland when a wee fat chubby lad by the name of Malachy fell out of Sissy, who was married to Packy Dudgeon, the biggest bollocks in the town. At first, he was a happy-go-lucky little fella who liked nothing better than to ride around on the scooter his father had made for him, shouting, "Hello there, and not a bad day now," to all his neighbours. But it wasn't long before he quit that carry-on, as Alec and the lads who worked the trawler said one day, "Would you look at Dudgeon, the old stupid walk of him? It wouldn't take long to fix that. A good route up the hole and we'd soon see how much he'd walk." Of course, there were times when Malachy felt like shouting back something like, "Ah, shut your mouths! What business is it of yours anyway?" maybe. But like everybody else, he knew that wouldn't be a good idea. It wouldn't be a good idea at all. So any time they said something to him, he just nodded his head. If they had said, "Jesus Christ was a mordant bastard, wasn't he?" he would have replied, "That's right." He didn't want to. Of course he didn't. But that was the way it was. Unless, that is, your name happened to be Raphael Bell, or should I say, Mr. Raphael Bell, God's gift to Irish education, who not only would have known exactly what to do with foul-mouthed young curs who would come out with the like of that, but would have been on them in a flash and thought nothing of beating them senseless, giving it to them each and every one of them until they went down on their knees and begged for mercy. Oh, yes, he'd have sorted them out all right. The dirty little ill-bred pups, for that's all they were. And when he was finished with them, it would be a long time before they'd ever call our Lord names again, or anybody else for that matter. And when his work was done, he'd compose himself once more, and then, with a twirl of his umbrella, stride off into the evening sunset. The master, the one and only Raphael Bell, pedagogue par excellence, sum teacher, spelling corrector, guardian of peace and of morals, his hairless dome shining as off he went, proud as punch, another good day's work behind him. And what a happy day it would have been if only Malachy Dudgeon could have been like him. If only he hadn't been old skittery doodle half-wit bollocks, afraid of his own shadow, running around the town thinking about love being in the grave and all that stupid old rubbish that used to come into his head. How different my little tale might have been then, boys and girls. How different it all might have been then.